a brave Jewish lady, Sonia Levin, a credit to the Jewish people. Has Israel broken another truce? And who should help the displaced Iraqis? How come Israel seems to be getting away with the crimes that they committed in Gaza? The United States Senate just voted unanimously. I'm not making that up. The great Senate of the United States voted 96 votes to zero in favor of Israel's war against the Palestinian right to defend themselves and denouncing the United Nations for thinking about having an inquiry into war crimes and crimes against humanity carried out by Israel over the last 4 weeks. 96 to zero. Mo is in the UK on the first of our two subjects. Has Israel just broken another truce? Mo, go ahead.
Yes, George, hi.
Hi, go ahead, sir.
We know Israel breaks truces all the time, and they obviously give false reasons for this. If you remember, the Israeli Defense Force spokesperson lied when that soldier who was supposedly kidnapped by Hamas, he lied when he was found dead, and he claimed that he was found in a tunnel, that they had dragged him into the tunnel. You could tell, you could see he was lying about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other aspect is, George, that Navi Pillay, the United Nations High Commissioner, the Human Rights Commissioner, who spoke out so eloquently against Libya based on false charges that Gaddafi was going to attack Benghazi, but she has remained completely silent about the murders in Gaza. And we should dispute this, but there are a couple of other aspects I'd like to discuss with you, George, quickly.
Yeah.
Most of the Zionists who actively practiced and prospered under the South African apartheid regime are now living in Israel and are practicing the same apartheid system.
Well, there's two points, Mo. I need to make 2 points on that. There were many Zionist supporters of the apartheid system in South Africa, but there were also a very large number of Jewish South Africans in the African National Congress, and a large number of them were very good friends of mine, and some of them were very great heroes. In fact, when I was underground in South Africa, on behalf of the African National Congress during apartheid, every house I slept in, every car I moved in, every dinner I ate, and every penny in my pocket was given to me by Jewish South African members of the ANC. Secondly, you're not correct about Navid Pillay. She's no hero for me for lots of reasons. But actually, she was the spokesperson who accused Israel of war crimes and crimes against humanity at the United Nations Human Rights Council just last week. And it was that statement by her and the decision by the committee on which Britain abstained to investigate whether to have an investigation into those crimes that the United States Senate just voted 96 to zero to condemn. Shaz is in London. Shaz, welcome.
First of all, I want to say thank you to you for speaking on behalf of us. No political Muslim leader, apart from Iran, spoke and represents us the way you have. And
you.
I really, really appreciate that.
Thank
and
you,
I really thank you for that.
Thank you, brother.
I don't think there's any surprise Israel breaks the truce. It's done it so many times. Even when Israel does any negotiations, last time when he wanted the release of an Israeli soldier and he released 900 prisoners and then later he went and he rearrested them.
They have rearrested the vast majority of them now, yes.
So I think it's no surprise to us. But I think, to be honest with you, it's really on us, all the Arab states around the world, or in the Middle East, to put pressure on their governments to speak out. Because last week you appealed to the Saudi Prince Abdullah to stop oil. I'm appealing to them. Can't they see what they have done with Saddam, what they have done with Gaddafi? They used them and then killed them. Same thing is going to happen to them. Why don't they listen? Why don't they speak out? This is the only time that this is the opportunity for them to speak out and save the massacre in Palestine. They can do it. Nobody else can do it. We can't do it. They are in governments. They can do it.
Well, I couldn't put that better, Shaz, so I'm not going to try to. I just make the point that there are many things that we can do here also. We can boycott everything to do with Israel. We can pressurize our own members of parliament, who will shortly be up for re-election, and ask them what they did during this war. And the answer, I'm afraid, in most cases, will be absolutely nothing, except where they were actively on the side of Israel. Let's go to New York, talk to Ahmado on the same subject. Has Israel just broken another truce? Ahmado, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. George.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for you. Thank you for what you're doing for everybody.
Thank you, sir.
I'm not going to say the Palestinian, for everyone.
Thank you.
My question for the Palestine Israel. This is not the first time this thing happened.
Yeah.
And since the Oslo Peace Accord, I think in 1993-94, I was here in America. How many percentage at that time, the settlement at that time, how many settlement right now in Palestine?
Yeah.
I beg the Palestinian to speak one voice.
Well, look, again, Ahmado, I couldn't put that better, so I shan't try to. It's 20 years since the Oslo Accord. Not one centimeter of Palestine is free. And the West Bank, as you rightly say, has, in the last 20 years, been literally paved over with more and more illegal Israeli settlements, checkpoints, military roads, and all the rest of it, making the two-state solution envisaged in the treaty at Oslo null and void. Ali is in Iran. Let's hear from him. Ali, welcome to the show. Ali,
hello,
welcome.
George.
Go ahead.
George, I was going to cut it short. All the taxis come from Saudi Arabia. These guys are born under the ground. They grew up under the ground by Saudi government and your Queen Elizabeth backing them up for past 80 years and killing all the innocent people in Bahrain and the rest of it. That's where I think they come from. And you are working for British government and getting paid for from the government, which is they have their hand on the dirty blood money. So can you explain to me why you're still in the government?
Well, I'm not sure you should drag Queen Elizabeth into this. I'm not sure what she's got to do with it. The British state has been up to its neck in perfidy in Iran, in Iraq, and everywhere around the world in its empire days, some of which it's still trying to cling on to. But I'm not sure that the Saudi government is supporting ISIS. They'd be exceptionally stupid if they were, because actually they're the next and plumpest target, very, very plump indeed. But no doubt, some people in Saudi Arabia are supporting them. And it's a very great shame on them that they are. And I wonder how they feel when they see Christians, people of the book, fleeing for their lives just ahead of the decapitators. Let's go to Moby in Sweden. Moby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Galloway, for giving me the opportunity to be on air. Thank you very much. And I respect your admiration for what you do, and also for the truth voice that you speak.
Thank
but
you.
I was just going to make a comment about the resignation of Baroness Warsi, and I salute her unreservedly for what she's done. And it seems that the others are trying to jump on the bandwagon now, including Mr. Miliband, who's saying that she did the right thing. But we didn't see any of this before.
No.
They're all saying the one same voice, that Israel's got the right to defend itself. But I think now things are slightly changing, and we saw today Nick Clegg also making the announcement that there should be a ban on the embargo of sales to Israel of arms.
Yeah.
So what are your views on that?
Well, you're absolutely correct. These politicians are beginning to move. unfortunately, after the majority of the killing has already taken place. But they're moving under pressure. They're moving under the pressure of the anti-war movement, which week after week has been bringing out tens, scores, hundreds of thousands of people to protest, who've been filling Twitter and Facebook and the ether with their anti-war, anti-occupation messages. And these politicians can finally see that actually their staunch support for Israel is going to lose them votes and seats, and it should. Mr. Cameron pooh-poohed the resignation of Baroness Varsi. I don't know if she'll be the last minister to resign over the question, but I absolutely endorse what you said. She's worthy of respect for having even belatedly made the stand that she has. Let's go to London, talk to Alexander in London. I'm not sure on what subject. Alexander, go ahead.
Hello, hi, George. How are you doing?
Go ahead. Yes, very well. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Israel has been breaking, what you call it?
You'll have to say that again. I missed that, Alexander. Unfortunately, that's a bad line. We'll need to try and get back to Alexander. We're talking about Palestine, talking about Gaza and the West Bank, talking about Iraq. There are thousands of Yazidis, a small, ancient, 4,000-year-old sect, on top of a mountain in Iran, starving to death, dying of thirst. They're scared to go down to the bottom of the mountain because the fanatics of ISIS have promised to cut their heads off if they did. Ahmad is in Oman. Let's hear from him. Go ahead, Ahmad.
Hi, George. This is Ahmed from Oman.
Welcome.
I just wanted to know, what is the significance of this war which is started just now? Now, why it's not started earlier, why it's not started late, and what is how much Hamas is part of this war? How much they are responsible, because everything is thrown on them, that they are part of it, and that's why we are just reacting rather than attacking on Gaza. So
well,
what's your point of view?
Hamas are a part, the most important part, of the Palestinian resistance. The Palestinian people have every legal and moral right to resist the illegal occupation and siege of their country. If, God forbid, anyone occupied Oman, you, Ahmad, would fight them. The Israelis have occupied Palestine, and the Palestinians are fighting them. Not very effectually, because Israel is a military superpower backed by the world's hyperpower and with the sympathy and support of Western countries and their political and media class. But they are exercising their moral and legal right to resist. And I support them. Okay, we're talking about Iraq and Palestine. I have to take a very short break for 3 minutes, and God willing, I'll still be here when you get back. It's a short news bulletin. Don't go away. There'll be more here on these subjects, on comment. We're talking big time, Palestine and Iraq, and your views, whatever they are welcome. Call me now, text me, or tweet me.